only the previous weekend, catching Elsa about to leave the house and exclaiming again that television makeup was science fiction brilliant because, honestly, look at your skin now compared to when you're on the telly. The Elsa of 30 years ago might have snapped that, yes, she was an aged harridan compared to the 20-something in front of her, and she had a polymer mask that they glued on in the TV studio. But the Elsa who'd spent most of the past 24 years praying for peace and acceptance at great personal cost smiled benignly at her neighbour and said, "They're available on the internet, I think." "Oh, gosh, thank you." "My skin..." The young woman touched her face, and Elsa, who hadn't been wearing her glasses, finally noticed the acne marks. "It's so hard to find the right foundation for coverage," she said awkwardly. "This is great, but you're too young and beautiful to need it," Elsa said kindly. The young woman grinned. "I've seen you on TV. You're always the nicest one to people. My mum's dead impressed I'm living above you. If she comes up to London, could she get your autograph?" "Of course," said Elsa. But the knot was in her chest again. Incredible how a few words could do it.